I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Thank you for being here today. Saturday will mark Donald Trump's 100th day in office, and he continues to push ahead on a number of his signature promises. Rolling back environmental protections has been a big one. We'll get to that later today in the show. Also, slashing foreign aid, a move which we'll examine in a few minutes. But let's start with Trump's tax plan, which was unveiled today by Trump's economic team. Here's Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
This is going to be the biggest tax cut and the largest tax reform in the history of our country.
Okay, let's take the tax story beyond U.S. borders. Compared to other countries, what might a fair tax plan in the U.S. look like? And what are other countries doing that could possibly work here? James Hines has some ideas. He teaches public finance at the University of Michigan. So the big headline today, James, is that Trump wants to lower corporate tax rates from 35 down to 15%. And he's certainly not the first person to suggest bringing down our corporate taxes. How does our corporate tax rate compare to the rest of the world?
Oh, we're incredibly high. By some calculations, we have the highest tax rate in the world right now.
And why are corporate taxes in the U.S. so high?
We lowered the corporate tax rate in 1986 and then slightly increased it in 1993, but just haven't touched it since then. And that was a long time ago. In the meantime, the rest of the world, including all the countries around us, has cut their corporate taxes a lot.
And so how are they able to afford to have such a low corporate tax?
They get more of their revenue from other sources, of course. In particular, every other country has a value-added tax.
Explain the value-added tax, or VAT, that some people who've traveled overseas have noticed on certain products.
A VAT is really kind of a smart way of doing a sales tax. It's a very efficient and effective way of raising revenue. More than 170 countries currently have value-added taxes. Really, the United States is the only country that doesn't.
Would a VAT ever pass Congress?
It doesn't seem likely in the short run. The problem that the VAT runs into politically is that Democrats think it's not progressive enough because it doesn't put extra burdens on higher income people the way an income tax does. And Republicans worry that it's too easy for the government to raise money with one.
Why is it problematic for the government to raise money?
Because advocates of small government prefer that it be painful and difficult to raise taxes because that puts a natural brake on how much people want to spend.
I mean, that comes right down to the whole debate over taxation in the first place, isn't it?
Look, it's not that complicated. If you want to spend money, you have to raise it with taxes. I get that people don't like the taxes, but then you got to live with smaller spending. That's really your choice.
Are there any other policies, you know, aside from value-added tax that you've been seeing in other countries, any other ways of increasing tax revenue that might work here in the U.S.?
You know, lowering the corporate tax really is a good idea because U.S. corporations are heavily burdened compared to other countries. We can talk till we're blue about wouldn't it be nice if other countries taxed their corporations heavily also, but the fact is they don't.
For American corporations, are any of their taxes offset at all by write-offs and loopholes?
Oh, of course. There's plenty of that. I mean, we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that we still collect a heck of a lot of corporate tax revenue. You know, it depends on the year, but we're running at about $350 billion a year in collections. So we still collect a lot of revenue, and we still impose a pretty substantial burden on U.S. companies. When you compare us to other countries and what they're doing, we're still kind of behind the eight ball right now.
I don't get that. Why we're doing all this stuff and yet we can't hang on to the revenue?
Other countries are not trying to finance their governments with business taxes. They do have business taxes, but it's a small portion of their revenues. And if you try to cling on to having a lot of revenue that way when other countries aren't doing it, then it puts you in a very uncompetitive situation.
James Hines, a professor of economics at the University of Michigan. Thanks very much.
Thank you.